every day. Make sure you stay comfortable all summer long. Get some Napa antifreeze coolant today.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio, I'm Mike Piazza. Get out of the way, so says Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry. Kerry addressed his remarks to a senior citizens group, telling them President Bush should allow them to bring in prescription drugs from Canada. Kerry blasted the current pricing system as a monopoly designed to benefit the drug companies. The event was the windup of a two-day campaign swing for Kerry through Nevada. Did San Francisco's mayor overstep his authority when he married gay couples? The California Supreme Court will rule on the mayor's marriages tomorrow. Lawyers for the state and the Christian Legal Organization have asked the court to nullify the marriage licenses if it finds that Mayor Newsom's actions were unlawful. Gay rights advocates say they're hoping the justices say nothing about the license issue for now. A separate case on the constitutional issues raised by California's marriage laws will be heard later this year. Nearly 100 missing Dominican migrants have been found at sea on a wooden boat. The migrants spent nearly 2 weeks without food and water. Survivors say at least 45 of the migrants bound for Puerto Rico did not survive. Remaining migrants existed mostly on human breast milk, the Associated Press reports. There were some claims of cannibalism. AP correspondent Peter Pregeman reports.
Some of the women said that there was a lot of pressure on them to provide breast milk, even when some of them clearly could not provide breast milk because they were not lactating. But again, these people were out at sea for a number of days. They're extremely dehydrated, disoriented, so they probably just thought this is a source of water.
According to one of the migrants, at least one woman who could not or would not give up her breast milk was thrown overboard into shark-infested waters by other desperate refugees. Libya has rejected the United States' call for compensation for victims of a 1986 Berlin hotel bombing, this coming one day after Tripoli signed a settlement for non-American victims. German and Libyan officials signed a $35 million agreement for 170 non-U.S. victims of the April 5, 1986 bombing in western Berlin. The attack killed three, including two U.S. soldiers, and injured more than 200. American fighters bombed Tripoli and Benghazi in 1986, attacks that Libya says killed 41 and injured 226. The raids were ordered by then-President Reagan after the Berlin disco bombing. Last year, Libya accepted responsibility for the 1988 Pan Am bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland, that killed 270 people, agreeing to pay $2.7 billion. The Inspector General's office is giving the Los Alamos National Laboratory a failing grade. An Energy Department report from the Inspector General says the lab failed to properly keep track of several computers that handle classified information. Concerns over security and safety at the nuclear weapons lab came to a head in July after two computer disks containing classified information were reported missing. I'm Mike Piazza, Air America Radio News.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice Interest Only Loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, you. You know, I've been watching you, and it doesn't look like you're having a lot of fun behind the wheel. And being the all-new Ford Focus ST, I got the solution. Me. I want you to listen to this. Hear that? That's a new engine that makes me the most powerful Focus out there. With over 150 horses at my command, I'm the most powerful Focus available. And if you're a fan of the curves, you're gonna love the way I handle.
New styling inside and out and a confidence-inspiring performance-tuned suspension. The all-new Ford Focus ST. It begs to be driven.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab. You get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
The Republicans are so concerned about the sanctity of marriage. Why are they not concerned about reality television exploiting it for entertainment value?
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
There are a lot of things that y'all stand for that I don't. And it chaps my butt to be taken for granted that I'm going to vote Republican.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
Truth Seekers, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. Feel free to jump in and join us anytime. Sure was a weird news day today, wasn't it? Mike Wallace handcuffed by the Taxi and Limousine Commission inspectors in New York. Cops, kinda, who claim to be afraid of him. An 86-year-old, relatives at a Filipino wedding kill, cook, and eat a wedding guest. But the really weird thing, Bush hosted another Ask Bush event. You know, just a weird day, weird day. We're going to address the Kerry issue tonight. So hold off on your phone calls for a little bit, okay? That's what I want to talk about tonight. And we're going to ask the folks who are screening your calls to kind of limit it to that when we get to that topic, okay? Really, because this is something we just need to talk about. But the first little item here is CBS News' Mike Wallace arrested last night outside a New York restaurant and handed a summons for disorderly conduct, okay? Now, in the first place, you know that the thug with the Taxi and Limousine Commission probably didn't even know who Wallace is. It has not a clue. You know that as well as I do. The guy that manhandled Mike Wallace and cuffed him, this 86-year-old man, probably is some 30-something punk who thinks he's a cop, couldn't get into the police academy in New York City, I guess, so he wound up with the Taxi and Limousine Commission. The way the story breaks down is this. Two TLC inspectors saw that Wallace's vehicle, registered with the commission, was double-parked. Oh, God! And approached the driver. Doesn't say with weapons drawn, but use your imagination. According to the Deputy Commissioner for Public Affairs at the Taxi and Limousine Commission, while the two inspectors were questioning the driver, is this real? Is this what it's like in New York City now? You know, I haven't been there for a while. What's it been, Kathy? About 8-10 months. Is it to the point now, like it got in Chicago? We were in Chicago for 3.5 years. Every time you park in the city of Chicago, there's a better than even chance they're going to come and tow your car. And if they start to tow it and you say, wait, 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 they'll bust your ass. Off to jail you go, do not pass go. That's it. Boom. Two inspectors approached the driver of Mike Wallace's car. They didn't know it was Mike Wallace. They don't even know who Mike Wallace is. But they approached the driver. It's got the registration sticker on it. So it's not, you know, some illegal outfit.
According to a spokesman, while two inspectors were questioning the driver and checking the vehicle.
Yeah, checking the vehicle. You know, probably those little mirrors that look underneath. Yeah, it could have been a bomb. Could have been a terrorist, right? What was the driver? A Pakistani? Oh, Jesus. There you go. See what I'm saying? All right. Huh?
While the inspectors, two of them were questioning the driver. What are you doing here, sir?
I'm just waiting.
Why are you waiting?
Wallace came out of Luke's Bar and Grill on the Upper East Side carrying a takeout order. I believe it was meatloaf.
According to the Taxi and Limousine Commission, Wallace then approached the two inspectors in what is referred to as an overtly assertive and disrespectful manner.
Well, kiss my butt, both of you TLs. What are you talking about? What kind of respect do you want? You're a damn taxi inspector. You're not a cop. You're not a real human being. Overly assertive and disrespectful manner. What did Wallace do? Walk up and say, hey, hey, you SOBs, well, hey, kiss my meatloaf. What is overtly assertive and disrespectful from Mike Wallace?
After the third request to step aside, according to the report, Wallace lunged at one of the inspectors.
Mike Wallace lunging? Can you see this? He's got a container of meatloaf. He's 86. Here, hold on a minute while I lunge. One, two, three. Oh, God.
He lunged at one of the inspectors. The second inspector, realizing that his partner was under threat of imminent bodily harm, handcuffed Wallace and placed him in an unmarked TLC vehicle.
See, the car that Wallace showed up in was marked, registered, everything.
In an unmarked TLC vehicle, Wallace was then escorted to the 19th precinct and, quote, issued a summons for disorderly conduct, end quote.
Oh, God. How do you respond to this? This is what? Is this life in the city in the age of Bush? Is this what it's like now? You go up there to get a meatloaf? And double parked in New York, oh, give me a break. Double parked in New York is like,
really? What time is it?
The owner of Luke's Bar and Grill told CNN that Mike Wallace is a regular customer at his restaurant, and anyone that knows him can tell you he doesn't behave wildly or aggressively or overtly assertive. And the owner, Luigi Militello, said he observed the incident from inside the restaurant. He said he couldn't hear what was said, but he said the inspector acted unprofessionally. Militello said one of the officers was totally out of line. He mishandled Wallace as if he were a common criminal. The Taxi and Limousine Commission, for those of you who don't know, receives applications and distributes limousine and taxi licenses in New York. Oh, my God. I don't think these guys ought to be fired. Hell no, it's hard enough to get a job. But somebody ought to just pimp slap them. You know what I'm saying? Just take them out behind the 19th precinct and just pimp slap them about 5 or 6 times. Just whap, whap, whap. God, Malloy, you're violent. You are so violent. Pentagon auditors have concluded that Dick Cheney's Halliburton Company failed to adequately account for almost $2 billion of tax dollars for work that they claim to have done in Iraq and Kuwait. That's according to the Wall Street Journal today. That amount represents almost half of the $4.18 billion, that this thuggish, degenerate, vampirish company based in Houston
Kellogg Brown and Root, wholly owned by Halliburton, has billed the Pentagon to feed and house troops in the region. Feed and house troops in the region. You know, I don't do the stories anymore about our military opening up you know, their meals ready to eat or whatever it is out there now and finding roaches and maggots and slime and filth thanks to Halliburton. I don't even do those stories anymore. Why bother? According to the Wall Street Journal, 60-page Pentagon audit report dated August 4th, but not publicly released. Of course not. It is likely this report to increase pressure on the government to withhold hundreds of millions of dollars of payments to Halliburton. Halliburton says, oh, don't hold our money back. That's our money. What's the matter with you? We're trading on the New York Stock Exchange. My God, we closed on Tuesday at $29.83. And you want to take away $600 million from us? Wow, you SOBs? Well, what is this? No one at Halliburton was immediately available to comment on the report, but the newspaper, the Wall Street Journal, said Kellogg Brown and Root officials dispute the report's conclusions. The officials say, we've worked with the Defense Department for 10 years without problems. Well, what the hell? We always rip them off. Oh, I know what it is. Some of those career people at the Pentagon, right? They're bitching and complaining because they don't like us, and they don't like Dick, and they don't like what's his name? Rummy. Now, as you probably know, Kellogg Brown and Root is already in Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection because of the asbestos claims that they have to pay for, right? According to the Wall Street Journal, Halliburton has until Sunday, this will be their third extension, to provide Army officials with all necessary cost information for its logistical work in Iraq and other locales. If they don't, it could lead to the withholding of as much as $600 billion of Americans' money. That's money out of my pocket and your pocket. All of this money, these billions that these bastards are ripping off. Dick Cheney. Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root, George Shultz, Carlyle Group, the military-industrial complex that Dwight Eisenhower, a Republican, tried to warn the American public about 50 damn years ago. Have I mentioned tonight how much I hate these people? If this were the Soviet Union back in the 60s, you know what happened to the executives of Kellogg Brown and Root or Halliburton and the rest of them? That's right. They'd be taken out behind the nearest stone fence and very swiftly executed. That would be the end of it. Then there would be a notice put out by the TASS news agency that said, two more people who stole from the system are dead.
Money, Enron, the American Empire.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life, freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
The peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
The hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. All right. A couple more items here that from our senior correspondent in Minnesota, Chris. He pointed out, I saw this yesterday afternoon, I think it was, and Chris brings it back to my attention. Bush down in Pensacola. Was it yesterday? Yeah, Bush in Pensacola at one of those Ask George rallies. One of the people thanked by Bush for appearing with him at his campaign rally is Joe Scarborough. Now, he's formerly a Republican member of Congress from Florida. And if you remember the Scarborough story, one of his aides was found dead in his Florida Panhandle office. And a coroner down there who was, I'm going to get this wrong, but a coroner who was... deemed unworthy of being a coroner, he or she, I don't even remember the gender, apparently had issued rulings on cases in different states that turned out to be totally bogus. This coroner said this woman died of natural causes. Now, she was young, in perfect shape. I believe there was a blow to her head. They said, oh, well, she hit the desk and she fell. You know, she just died. Well, the case was closed. Nothing. Now, the rumors in the Florida Panhandle were that Scarborough's filthy hands were somehow involved in this. Somehow, that Scarborough was involved in this. If you remember all the stuff that went on about Gary Condit and the intern that Chandra Levy was, employee or whatever. But you remember all that. It went on just endlessly. A year, when was that, Kathy? 2 years ago. No let up, especially on MSNBC. So here's another similar situation, only it's Republican, Joe Scarborough. Nothing ever happens. End of story, case closed, woman dead. So Scarborough decided not to run again, but he goes to work for MSNBC as a talk show host. Now, if you saw that video, Scarborough was right there, sitting and standing behind Bush on the platform. Now, as Chris points out, does MSNBC think it's okay for its on-air host to be campaigning for presidential candidates? If so... Where is the pro-Kerry host of MSNBC's schedule that would balance out Scarborough's partisanship? Huh? Two words for you. Phil Donahue. Remember? Phil Donahue was becoming a little bit too partisan, a little bit too liberal. Eh? So they fired him. Jesus, do I know about that? Huh? But Joe Scarborough, oh, well, you know, come on, Malloy, what the hell? This is MSNBC, you know, Microsoft and General Electric. Huh? Come on. So there sits Joe Scarborough. Evil-looking devil. Is that, I mean, you ever look at his face? He looks like a killer. He does. He looks like Chandler Bing's degenerate evil twin. I swear before God he does. I bet you he carries an axe. What do you want to bet he carries an axe? But Scarborough and MSNBC, they give you and me the middle finger. Hey! Bite it! We got rid of Donahue because he was talking about, I don't know, stuff. Well, when you can get away with murder, literally, my senior correspondent writes, I suppose you can get away with anything else you want too, right? Joe Scarborough, MSNBC, you people make me sick. MSNBC, damn you. You know, you've become like Fox. And CNN is not too far behind. But I see stuff like this. Did you see it? You saw it. Of course you saw it. And I can't help but remember, you know, I'm like most Americans. My memory only goes back, if I'm lucky, 72 hours. You know, anything beyond 3 days ago is like, oh, that's ancient history, man. Wow. Well, you're talking about something that's so last week. So the thing about Phil Donahue, that's 2 years ago. That never happened. That's time capsule stuff, right? That's like the War of 1812 scenario. Phil Donahue on MSNBC. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I kind of remember. So here's Joe Scarborough, who may or may not be guilty of murder. He may or may not be guilty of hiring somebody to off a possibly pregnant staffer that worked in his office in the panhandle. Who knows? By God, we learned everything about Gary Condit, didn't we? Down to the size of his underwear. But Joe Scarborough? Well, please, he's from the Florida Panhandle. He's Republican. He works for MSNBC. Now, at the time, he was a member of Congress, just like Gary Condit. But he lives in Jeb Bush's state. I don't know. Maybe you saw it, maybe you didn't. Maybe you don't even care. It's getting to the point where I wonder why I care anymore. When I see some thuglet like Joe Scarborough sitting up on the stage with George Bush at a rally, and there's John McCain with his twisted arms trying desperately to reach around and unhitch Bush's pants so he can kiss his ass the way he's been doing all over the United States. You know, when you see that stuff, you think, well, okay, you know, why get upset about Joe Scarborough sitting on the stage with George Bush and somebody who bombed and killed and incinerated civilians in North Vietnam and another guy who dodged the draft and went running around Alabama. I like cocaine. What difference does it make if Joe Scarborough is sitting up the stage with him? You know, you got a draft dodger, a coke user, a potential murderer, and a mass murderer. And they're all up there trying to get the draft dodger reelected. Nice, huh? That's the Republican Party. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy, and this is Air America Radio.
Your hand. Hey, Joe. Where you you more, lady.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get four 20s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
Do you dread spending another summer in your old, dreary kitchen? Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $600 on select styles. Sears Cabinet Refacing can transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance, just the way you imagine, with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600 and save $600 on select styles. Offer ends August 31st. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing now. 1-800-448-6600.
Did you know that old spark plugs build up deposits, which can cause misfires and waste gas? So if it's been a while since you've replaced your spark plugs, stop by Napa Auto Parts and stock up on Autolite Copper Core spark plugs for just 79 cents after a 30-cent mail-in rebate. This is the good stuff. With high gas prices, a fuel-efficient engine is more important than ever. So stop by Napa Auto Parts and get Autolite Copper Core spark plugs for 79 cents after rebate.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip. Add a stamp!
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Thursday on the Al Franken Show, Senator Gary Hart will be our very special guest. Hart, as you know, warned the government about the danger of a 9/11 attack months before 9/11, but his report was filed away under Don't Plan to Ever Read. Gary Hart, Swift Boat Commander and Kerry supporter Wade Sanders, and time permitting, next week's winning lotto numbers, Thursday, on the Al Franken Show.
Seven before the hour. All right, let's talk about this Kerry thing, okay? I'm not talking about the anti-Kerry book. We can get to that later. I'm talking about, started this way. Carol in Ohio sent me an email. Hi, my name is Carol, I live in Ohio. I just wanted to point out that it is very important that the left wing understands that Kerry only voted to give the president the authority to go to war if necessary. Nothing would make the right wing happier than to get all the lefties to buy their spin that Kerry voted for the war and then vote for someone other than Kerry and throw the election to Bush again. From Carol. Now, you know the story. I guess you know the story that she's talking about and that I want to hear from you folks now. Kerry saying he would have done the same thing Bush did where it concerns Iraq. I got this from T. Blazier. I'm troubled by Kerry's statement. Knowing what he knows now, he would have invaded Iraq, he says. I wonder if he realizes the implications of this admission. Not to mention that it turns logic on his head. For all practical purposes, he has validated Bush and the neocons and undermined those who have legitimately argued against the war. He has reframed the debate more narrowly, referring to how the war should have been conducted, not whether the war should have been waged at all. For those undecided voters who are wavering on a vote for Bush, they can now feel assured that Bush was probably right after all, thanks to Kerry. And what can we expect of media coverage on this issue now that it is not an item of debate between the candidates? Does this now mean that other Democratic candidates are going to feel compelled to line up behind Kerry's position so as to avoid the appearance of a divided party? What can we expect from a Kerry administration? And finally, what message does this send to the rest of the world? I have read little or no response from progressives on Kerry's statement. Perhaps they are shocked into stunned silence. I question that. Steve sent me, Mike, this is an email I sent to the Kerry campaign. My wife and I also have a newborn baby, and that's why I'm so angry about how the Democrats are blowing this election. And then Steve writes to the Kerry campaign, to whom this may concern, what was Kerry and or Rubin, you know, Kerry's spokesman, thinking in making these comments about whether Kerry would have gone to war with Iraq? Bush and the Republicans are jumping all over this today, and Bush is calling Kerry out publicly in all his speeches this afternoon. Read the front page of the L.A. Times, the afternoon edition of the Washington Post, Reuters, Drudge Report, New York Times. Every major news outlet is all over this, quote, flip-flop. Now, from Reuters News Agency, Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry said on Monday he would have voted for the congressional resolution authorizing force against Iraq, even if he had known then that no weapons of mass destruction would be found. Taking up a challenge from Bush, whom he will face in the November 2nd election, Kerry said, I'll answer it directly. Yes, I would have voted for the authority. I believe it is the right authority for a president to have, but I would have used that authority effectively. You see, there's the qualifier. There's the conditional phrase. There's the modifier. I would have used that authority effectively. Then Kerry went on to talk about reducing troops in Iraq and so on and so forth. And then this is from the Washington Post today. On the opening day of a five-day campaign swing in which he was joined by John McCain, Bush seized on remarks Kerry made on Monday in which the senator defended his October 2002 vote to give Bush the authority to go to war in Iraq. Bush said at a boisterous rally in Pensacola, almost 2 years after he voted for war in Iraq, almost 220 days after switching positions to declare himself the anti-war candidate, my opponent has found a new nuance. He now agrees it was the right decision to go into Iraq. And then Bush added, after months of questioning my motives and my credibility, Senator Kerry agrees with me. And then with sarcasm in his voice, the president concluded, I want to thank Senator Kerry for clearing that up. Then last night in Vegas, Kerry said, I thought the United States needed to stand up to Saddam Hussein, and I voted to stand up to Saddam Hussein. I thought we ought to do it right. We ought to reach out to other countries. We ought to build an international coalition. We ought to exhaust the opportunities available to us. I will never send you into a war without a plan to win the peace. Okay. Now, it doesn't matter. When you have people like Wolf Blitzer and Joe Scarborough and Bill O'Reilly and the Pig Man and the Baby Jesus and all these people that commandeer media in this country. It doesn't make any difference what the truth is. It doesn't make any difference what the nuance was, to use a Bush term that you can bet your ass he doesn't know what it means. It doesn't matter. Here's what matters. Here's what matters. Karl Rove and George Bush and Dick Cheney and Tom DeLay and the rest of these monstrosities can now once again say, well, look at John Kerry, he's a flip-flopper. Oh, and by the way, Kerry supports me. Now, let me tell you something, truth seeker. I live in Georgia, okay? I watched here in several races what happens when Democrats do not clearly separate themselves from the policies or the rhetoric of Republicans. You know what happens? They get their asses handed to them in the election. You know why? Because if you're just going to give me, if you're a Democrat and you're just going to give me Bush Light and I'm a Republican, I'll take Bush regular. And if I'm a Democrat and you want my vote and you're going to give me Bush Light, two words, Ralph Nader. What is wrong with these people? I don't care if it was a nuanced statement. I don't care what John Kerry really meant. All I care about is how this is spun. How the great unwashed in this country, the ditto heads, the fence sitters, the people who are thinking, you know, George Bush is destroying the country. I think I'll vote for Kerry because he's different. What? He's the same? Oh, never mind. I'm a Democrat. I will be a Democrat until they pry this gun from my cold... No, that's something else. I'm a Democrat. Always have been, always will be. I will vote for John Kerry. But for God's sake! Why? Why? This is how I felt about Clinton. Bill, if you wanted a BJ, why did you do it in the Oval Office with an intern? You know they were after you, Bill. You know they were going to gunning for you. Why, dear God? Okay, this is not the same. Not even close. But what is it about well-meaning Democrats? However you define well-meaning Democrats anymore, look, I was a Kucinich supporter, and I know you were a Dean supporter. Okay, here we are, okay? Here we are. We're backing Kerry because Bush is a murderous thug. He's a giggling killer. We've got to get him and his administration out. John Kerry must stop this nonsense. He must come out and say, no, I would not have gone into Iraq. This is a man that came back from Vietnam and said, no, no, no. Come on, John. There are millions of us Democrats out here who are willing to go to the wall for you. Don't do this to us. Don't do this to us. Now, that's how I feel about it. That's how I feel about it. And I'm just, as sure as I'm sitting here, I know I'm pissing off some of the listeners who say, well Mike, you shouldn't even be bringing this up. Let it go. Let it slide. Let it be. You know, here you go, Malloy. You're bringing up something. We don't need this. Hey, I will hold members of my own party, hold their feet to the fire. If these people want my vote, if they want my support... And they already have it. Don't turn me away. Don't turn other Democrats away. For God's sake, stop this, John. Get control of your campaign. Get control of your own mouth. Stop trying to be nuanced. This is America 2004. We are in a battle to the death with a bunch of fascists. Come on, John. Black and white, buddy. Black and white. No gray. Step out and say it. Bush is a murderer. He's killed almost 1,000 soldiers. He's killed God knows how many Iraqis and Afghans. Stop it, John. Knowing what you know, you would have done the same thing. And I don't care how you nuance the statement. That's what's being reported. All right. Oh, jeez. Oh. All right. Get me out of this. Nick is calling from New York. Nick, welcome to the program. Yo, Nick.
My call.
Yeah, go start over again, Nick. I missed the first part of your call. Let's start all over. Hey, Nick from New York. Hey.
Hey, Mike. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I'm very much with you on this. I think Kerry is very foolish. It's absolutely foolish for him to suggest that, knowing what he knows today, that he will still have gone to Iraq. I feel it's very foolish, undermining people who support him. Is taking the vote for granted. I think I don't even care if he loses the election. I am very, very shocked. I'm very, very angry. I'm very upset. I think it's very foolish of him to make that statement, and I have nothing more to say other than I support what you're saying. I mean, we cannot be... Why elect Kerry? I mean, why not go for Bush if he supports the war? What's the difference between him and Bush?
Yeah.
I think he's very foolish. I'm very, very upset. Very disappointed of him.
I hear you. Nick, thanks, man. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. You take care, okay? All right, quick break here. We'll be back. Again, it's not the subtleties in Kerry's statement. It's how it's being reported. Stay with us.
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-264-0071. Call now.
At $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004.
New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, It delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Ah, the peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
American people, now that they realize I'm going to seek re-election, expect me to seek re-election.
Yeah, see that's John, Senator Kerry, Your Honor. That's what you're up against. You see that kind of single-minded idiocy. So when you make it, here's a statement. Yes, I would have voted for the authority to go to war. I believe it was the right authority for a president to have. But why did we rush to war without a plan to win the peace? Why did we rush to war on faulty intelligence and not do the hard work necessary to give America the truth? Why did he, Bush, mislead America about how he would go to war? Why has he not brought other countries to the table in order to support American troops in the way they deserve it and relieve the pressure on the American people? And then he went on to say, American presidents should not send American forces into war without a plan to win the peace. This president did not have a plan to win the peace, and the evidence is still that they are scrambling and struggling to try to find a way to do it. Now that's the statement. My fault is not so much with Kerry, except, come on, John, who in the hell is advising you? Don't you understand what you're up against? The quote I just handed over Air America's airwaves is from the Sacramento Bee. Outside of Sacramento, who in the hell reads the paper? Don't you understand what you are up against, Senator? You can't. Oh, Christ. So for those of you who are sending me emails telling me that I'm a turncoat Democrat because I've brought this up, you know, please, you know, what the hell are you talking about? This is the way that John Kerry can lose the election. This is how you do it. The first part of the statement. Yes, I would have voted for the authority. I believe it was the right authority for a president to have. That's all that's going to be reported, John! Oh my God! That's what the pig man talks about. That's what Bush and McCain and Scarborough and Hannity, the baby Jesus, that's what they say. They don't go to the second and third and fifth and twelfth line in your statement. What is wrong with you, Senator? Bob is calling from Queens, New York. Bob, welcome to the program.
You're 100% right, but let me say a few things. You know, when the Democrats voted for the war resolution, I was disgusted and repulsed. When they voted for the tax cut, because they didn't want to be called tax raisers, you know, and for the war resolution, they didn't want to be called unpatriotic, I was repulsed. But let me say one thing. Kerry's advisors are advising him that he's polling way ahead of Bush on all the domestic issues, education, the environment, health care, and that he has to equal Bush on this innocuous issue called strength. and strength of leadership. That's why the whole convention was geared to the whole Vietnam thing and his record in Vietnam. And I know they're being prostitutes on this, but and you and I know that that the American public doesn't have the ability to understand that voting for a war resolution doesn't mean you would go to war. But that's how the Republicans are going to say it.
That's why it's so important for Senator Kerry not to say things like this. And I'll tell you something else, Bob. Like I said, if whoever's advising John Kerry, if they're saying, look, you got to be tough, and that means, say you would have gone to war even if you would have known what the Bush crime family knew. Go ahead, John, say it. Whoever's telling him to do that in order to present a facade of toughness is telling Senator Kerry to do something that will guarantee he has his ass handed to him on Election Day. Now, I know. I watched it happen here in Georgia to our governor and our senator.
They did it to Max Cleland. Mike, let me just say one thing. You just made the same mistake. Kerry did not vote to say that he would have gone to war. But you see, the American people don't understand the difference between voting for a war resolution and saying that you would go to war.
There's a thousand percent
difference in that.
Okay, I understand that, Bob. What I'm saying, what I'm trying to get across here tonight is how important it is for the Kerry campaign to keep things simple. Don't say, I believe in the authority handed to the president by that war resolution. I believe in that authority. And then 5 sentences later or 12 sentences later, go ahead and explain that. Because Bush supporters, looking for another reason
to call him a flip-flop,
to demonize Kerry, he just handed it to him. He just handed it to him. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, the only thing we can hope for is that he can explain it very simply and concisely in the debate.
The media are not going to report it. And when it comes to a debate, look, all Bush has to do is sit there and use that monkey-like simplistic crap, just like Ronald Reagan said to Jimmy Carter, there you go again. That's all it takes.
It's really disheartening how imbecilic the American public is when it comes to things like this. And that's the problem whenever a senator runs for president, because out of thousands of votes that senators make, sometimes they vote against a bill knowing that a backup bill is going to be better.
That's true.
And they could cherry-pick one little vote here and there. And that whole flip-flopping thing is such an absurdity.
Because
that's what senators do. That's how this country's governed.
That's very true. Bob, thanks.
I appreciate your call, man. You're doing a good job.
Thanks for checking in. Thank you. Thanks for calling. This is what happens when you have a neo-fascist media in this country. Top to bottom. Every single, with the exception of some newspapers. And this network, when I talk about media, I'm talking mostly about 70% of the internet crap and all of television, all of it, all, every single bit of television, and 95% of radio. Now, that's where people are getting their news. It's not news. It's sick, degenerate, right-wing, fascist opinion, but they think it's news. That's why, for the Kerry campaign to have allowed John to go out there and make that statement, that is the kiss of death. Because we have such a corrupted, co-opted Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Joe Scarborough media in this country. And like Bob said, you know what the real underlying problem is, don't you? Yeah, okay, of course you do. Us, the American people. Because we have chosen our willful ignorance. We have chosen to listen to 30 and 60 second political ads and sound bites. We have allowed ourselves to be snookered, cornered, lied to, conned. And I swear to you, we better wake up. We better wait. We're going to lose it. All right, more of your calls on this when we come back. If you're on hold on this topic, I want to hear what you got to say. Okay, stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. We'll be right back.
Let's be honest. Every day you cover a lot of ground. That's why Goodyear Forterra brand tires are made for you and your SUV. There's no compromising with Forterra tires. You can do it all, from carpooling the kids to climbing a mountain, in the comfort and style you demand. Right now, get up to a $75 cash card when you buy four Forterra HL tires, Goodyear's best SUV tire. Visit a participating Goodyear retailer or call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. This mail-in offer ends August 28th.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio, I'm Mike Piazza. Two Palestinian men are dead and 16 people, mostly civilians, were wounded after a West Bank assailant detonated a large bomb near a busy Israeli military checkpoint. The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, a violent group that has carried out scores of attacks on Israelis, claimed responsibility for the attack. The group later apologized for the Palestinian casualties. The 16 wounded included 10 Palestinians and 6 Israeli border policemen. Al-Aqsa said the intended target was Jerusalem, and the assailant hastily set off the 44 pounds of explosives by remote control near the Kalandia checkpoint north of the city when he felt Israeli security forces were closing in on him. Nuclear weapons, the topic on the minds of senior U.S. and North Korean officials. Both groups have held a series of informal meetings to discuss how to resolve the impasse over the communist country's nuclear weapons. Despite the lack of agreement, both sides called the talks useful. No progress has been made. Informal six-way talks among the U.S., North Korea, South Korea, China, Japan, and Russia. Democrats on the House Armed Services Committee held a press conference to support Nancy Pelosi's proposal for swift legislative reform based on the 9/11 Commission's recommendations. Ranking Democrat Ike Skelton.
The terrorist threat is real. We simply cannot afford to go on in the face of the threat with the same governmental structures in place that we know let us down in the case of the 9/11 attacks.
Democrat Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has called for an early return for Congress to begin implementing the 9/11 Commission's recommendations in a special session. The commissioner of the FDA is worried about terrorists attacking Americans by tampering with prescription drugs. Speaking to the Associated Press, Commissioner Crawford says drug tampering is his most serious concern when states are trying to import drugs from Canada to save money. The FDA is under mounting pressure and faces a lawsuit filed by the state of Vermont to soften its stance on Canadian drug importation, seen by some state and city officials as a way to shave thousands to millions from drug bills. U.S. officials are saying all their personnel in Iraq are accounted for. This on the heels of an Islamic website videotape showing the beheading of a man they identified as a CIA agent. The tape's authenticity could not be immediately verified. Three Americans are known missing in Iraq, Army Specialist Keith Maupin, plus civilian contract workers William Bradley and Tim Bell. All three have not been seen since an April 9th attack on a fuel convoy. The United Kingdom is granting its first license for human cloning, joining South Korea in the ongoing research on stem cells. Stem cell research is restricted by the Bush administration and limited to pre-existing lines of stem cells. Many scientists believe stem cell research could lead to new treatments for a range of diseases. I'm Mike Piazza, Air America Radio News.
Looking for something to do in the city that never sleeps? Well, look no further than Time Out New York. Each week, our team of tireless editors scour the city from top to bottom, borough to borough, to bring you the best in New York arts and entertainment offerings. Whether you're into blockbuster movies or avant-garde performance art, live jazz or dead poets, Time Out New York has you covered. With over 2,000 listings each week, you'll have no excuse for hanging out at home on a Wednesday night. Unless you're into that sort of thing. This week, get your act together with our Making It issue, your guide to following your dreams, or at least living up to your potential. If you can make it here, you can make it, well, you know. And as always, you'll find the most comprehensive New York arts and entertainment listings right inside Time Out New York. on sale at newsstands everywhere, Time Out in New York, the obsessive guide to impulsive entertainment. We do all the work, so you can have all the fun.
Let's be honest. Every day you cover a lot of ground. That's why Goodyear Forterra brand tires are made for you and your SUV. There's no compromising with Forterra tires. You can do it all, from carpooling the kids to climbing a mountain, in the comfort and style you demand. Right now, get up to a $75 cash card when you buy four Forterra HL tires, Goodyear's best SUV tire. Visit a participating Goodyear retailer or call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. This mail-in offer ends August 28th.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
It's about 6 and a half past the hour. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. We're talking about the firestorm caused by, I want to say caused by Kerry's statement, and I can't in good conscience say that Kerry, media in this country will distort anything and everything because media is controlled by these crypto-Nazis, these neo-fascists, these neoconservatives. What I'm saying is John Kerry has to be very careful about what he says. Now, during the break, who sent this to me? Rich. He sent me something here. Associated Press attributes a statement to Kerry that he never made. And Rich has... read through this piece from the AP, and you will soon discover that nowhere does Kerry actually state, as the AP claims, that, quote, he would have voted to authorize the war in Iraq knowing what he knows now, end quote. What Kerry actually said is, quote, yes, I would have voted for the authority. I believe it was the right authority for a president to have, end quote. Kerry, now this is from that Sacramento Bee, a piece I'm just sharing with you. Kerry's vote was based on the scenario presented and subsequently misused by Bush that if the U.S. were actually under attack, that the president could declare war and retaliate without waiting to convene Congress. But that was not what happened. We were not under attack, nor in real danger of attack. But the Associated Press is helping Karl Rove, promoting the idea that, quote, there's no difference between Kerry and Bush, especially on the Iraq War. Please don't misunderstand here. I am not siding with the Associated Press. I am not saying, John Kerry, what was it that you... Did you really say that you would have authorized the invasion? What I'm saying is John Kerry has to be so careful. Can he control the Associated Press? No! CNN? No! MSNBC? No, he can't control any of it. But he has got to make the effort to make certain that his statements cannot be spun the way this one was. He's got to talk slowly. He's got to change the lead in everything he says. He can't use the explanation 12 lines into a statement. He's got to be perfectly clear. He's got to expect the Associated Press to distort his statement. He's got to expect Limbaugh and Hannity and the rest of these thuggish outfits to spin what he says beyond recognition. Dear God, he's under attack now by a bunch of punks and street bandits with this book about Vietnam. Come on, John. Look what happened to Al Gore. Please, please, you've got to be strong. You've got to stand out. You have got to slap this bastard down. You must. And you've got to anticipate, and his advisors have got to anticipate, that the news media in this country are going to try to destroy him. Now, this is not hard stuff. And if he's going to stand out there and try to be Mr. Play by the Rules of the Marquis de Queensberry, if he's going to try to keep it on a higher plane, he is going to be defeated. He is up against a street gang of international bandits, the Bush crime family. All right. Max is calling from Portland. Max, welcome to the program. Hello, Max. All right, we don't have Max. All right, we'll try again. Let's try somebody else. Let's try James in Wisconsin. James, welcome to the program. Okay, we don't have James. All right, can we get a call? Is there any way to get a phone call in here? Let's try Brian in Kentucky. Brian, welcome to the program. All right. We obviously have a problem with the phone calls, so y'all just bear with us, all right? This is it happens occasionally. We are in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, and our broadcast center is in New York City. So, I apologize. As soon as they get it worked out, the folks up there will let us know. All right, let's try again. Let's try Brian in Kentucky. Brian, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Thank you. Yes, I can. Sorry.
Okay. It's
just bugs in the system.
Hey, that happened. Okay, I don't even know where I want to begin with this tonight. First, I'm going to say, anybody who takes you to task for what you said tonight is not a true American.
Ooh, that's pretty
because
strong.
Because you are 100% correct. Did these people not live through the election of 2000? This is the same dirty tricks that they pulled on Al Gore, and we know how that turned out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Randy Rhoads, did you hear her show at all today?
I did not, no.
She basically was talking about the exact same subject.
Mm-hmm.
And one of her callers called in and said, go to the John Kerry website. There's a number for you to call in Washington, D.C. for the campaign headquarters. You know,
right.
Call them and tell them you're concerned that the flip-flopping is starting to stick. You know,
mm-hmm.
The media's picking up on that. Of course, we live in the soundbite society.
Right.
She called, and a admiral for the Navy actually stayed on the air with her. And she went through the entire spiel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John Kerry's coming out, and yes, he is articulate, and that's something we don't have in a president right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a man who stands there, and he uses that 15-second soundbite. John Kerry has got to learn to do the same thing.
Right.
You know, he has to do it. You know, it's a shame that that's where our society is now, but he truly needs to be able to come out and in 30 seconds or less, bam,
yes.
Get the point across.
Yes.
Well, this guy, you know, and he was the spokesperson for the Kerry campaign, said, well, shame on the media for doing this, and shame on the media for doing that. That was his reply. What's John Kerry going to do about this? Well, you know, we just think it's dirty, and we need to take a higher ground than that, and shame on them for saying that.
We need to take a higher ground. Yeah, that's going to happen.
You know, I was ready right there just to call it quits. You know, and say, why are we even bothering trying to get this man elected if he cannot get in front of the television cameras? And, of course, you know, you made a valid point. You know, seeing Scarborough behind Bush was enough to make me realize if there ever was an independent media, it's out the door now.
Oh, right.
You know,
right.
So I'm sitting here, and I'm listening to this, and, I mean, I was just floored. Isn't part of being an effective leader in the country being able to get up and take up for yourself and your country?
Yeah, it is, and we can all understand the handicap under which John Kerry is working. He's working in a hostile environment. John Kerry might as well be running for president of Russia with all the support he's getting from the media.
You're absolutely right.
They want to tear him to pieces. Now, having said that, I mean, all you have to do is watch Judy Woodruff or Candy Crowley or Joe Scarborough or any of these people, Wolf Blitzer, to understand how basically unfair and degenerate these people are. Now, you know, if I can figure this out, somebody, for God's sake, somebody in the Kerry campaign needs to have told him this and to do exactly what you're saying, and that is to talk quickly, get it said, bust George's ass every chance you get, no quarter offered, none given. This is a fight to the death, damn it. That's the way Karl Rove sees it, and if the Kerry campaign doesn't see it that way, they are toast, and then
right.
This country is over. That's it. It's over.
You're right. You know, I think a lot of people are sitting back right now thinking, oh, well, Kerry's waiting till the debates. Well, in 2000, George Bush, you know, he decided how many debates there were going to be.
Right.
He set the terms for those debates. You know, he's going to do the same thing this year. You watch. He's going to say, well, you know, we're not going to have three. We're going to have one.
And
that's all we're going to go to.
And some smart-ass media person, Dan Rather or Wolf Blitzer or somebody at those so-called debates are going to ask the loaded questions of Kerry, and he will try to talk his way out of it, and then they'll ask a loaded question of Bush, and he'll just stumble bum it all over, and there we go again.
He will be trained well enough to do the 30-second soundbite.
That's it.
That is what Bush will do.
That's it. Brian, thanks. Got a boogie. Thanks for your call, sir. All right, quick break here. We'll be back. Your phone calls. Let's keep this going. I want to hear what you got to say. I'm Mike Malloy.
Cut down to size. No alibis. And you know that nothing's ever going to...
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now,
former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies. But they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Tune in tonight to Hangouts, where you'll meet a pop star with a pool for a living room.
Sorry to interrupt, but why check out other people's dream homes when you can use a home equity loan to create your own? Now at LendingTree.com, you can find home equity rates as low as 3.75% APR. But they won't stay that way forever. Call LendingTree now at 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. Or visit LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply. See website for details and licensing.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
A lot of problems, but I'm going to tell you something about this country. In my mind, there is no doubt that we won't solve these problems.
Now, when you're up against a half-wit like that, and you can't defeat him, it speaks volumes about something. Media, the willful ignorance of the American public, our soundbite society, or does it speak anything about the candidate himself, John Kerry? Come on, Senator. Come on, Senator. Nick is calling from Warsaw. Nick, Warsaw, Ohio. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Glad to
have you back in the air. And
Nick. Hi, Nick.
Yeah.
That's our Christmas carol guy, Nick.
Yeah. I don't feel much like singing tonight, though. Boy, Kerry really took the wind out of my sails. I've been working for the Green Party, and I've been trying to keep my fellow Greens from getting a ballot initiative to get a third-party candidate on the ballot. I think, you know, in a swing state, I think that is the stupidest thing that could happen in this election, because it's going to be so close here in Ohio, the way they're talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. This has really re-energized the effort to put, the petitioners are really screaming now on the talk boards on the local Green Party here, because they are re-energized. They want to go out and get those petitions signed, and they're getting a lot of support now because of this statement. And Kerry has really slapped the whole anti-war movement around. You know, I don't understand his stance on this. We are totally against Bush, but my God, how much, you know, how much disrespect can he give to people?
That's the part I don't understand. This is a man, John Kerry, who was a combat veteran, who came back from that filthy war in Vietnam that took the lives of 58,000 Americans and 2 million Vietnamese and Southeast Asians. John Kerry came back and was extremely vocal against the atrocity of that war. Now we have one that's even more of an atrocity. We don't even have a Cold War anymore, so it can't be justified the way Vietnam was justified, as sick as that justification was. We don't even have that anymore. Now it's a power grab. It's a resource grab. It is degenerate beyond belief that we went into war. And I want to know why my candidate, John Kerry, doesn't say that.
I know. The whole political spectrum now, even guys like John Kerry seem to be caught up with this DNC corporate, we got to cozy up to the corporation thing. And I don't know what's going on with my Democrats here, but, you know, it was a slap not only at the anti-war movement, but there were some really courageous people like Byrd and Kucinich, and I think Maxine Waters, who stood up there and voted against that war when it was, and paid, you know, took their political lumps when a lot of other people were not willing to do that. And, you know, this is a big slap at them, too. And I just listened to Randy Rhodes have to try to defend Kerry and parse out his stance and everything for 4 hours. And, you know, it's ridiculous. Is Air America, are we going to turn Air America into, you know, a bunch of apologists for these, you know, centrists? Or are we going to, is it going to be a progressive talk radio, you know?
Well,
don't you apologize for what you're saying tonight, Mike.
No, but we have to factor in, we cannot leave out the fact that Kerry did say that he thinks a president should have the authority to go to war. And that may have been, I didn't hear Randy's show today, that may have been what she was talking about. I don't think anybody on this network is willing to kiss any corporate ass at all, because we are not owned by a corporation. So, I didn't hear Randy's program. I haven't heard anybody else on the network today. And most days I don't, because, you know, like I've said several times, we got a brand new baby and you don't do a lot when you got a new baby. But
yeah.
But the point is, I'm not necessarily faulting Kerry on the statement. I do fault Kerry on his whole position on this atrocity in Iraq, this invasion, this power grab, this degenerate murder of 1,000 of our own soldiers and up to 30,000 Iraqis for no other reason than Halliburton wanted to make money and Cheney is a psychopath and Bush is a moron. I mean, that's why we went to war. That's why we went to war.
I know.
And that's the part. So, you know, that's the part that just kills me. Now, what I think we're trying to discuss tonight is the absolute necessity for John Kerry to have a war room, some way to respond. If the Sacramento Bee is right, if the Associated Press totally misquoted him, then there should be a Kerry war room like there was a Clinton war room. They need to bring in James Carville.
Bring
in Paul Begala. Bring in some people who will kick ass immediately. They'll be all over the place saying, "You lying SOBs, that's not what our man said." That needs to be done. And if they don't do that, then this election is lost as far as the Democrats are concerned. He's got less than 100 days to pull this together. So
yeah,
that's
another gaffe of this magnitude.
Right, and that's you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm getting emails in here now. Well, you know, you're busting up on Kerry. What the hell's wrong with you? No, I'm not. I'm not busting up on Kerry. Basically, I'm busting up on media. But John Kerry and his advisors cannot play this like they're in a civilized country. They are not. They're in the United States of America 2004, and they are up against one of the worst crime cartels ever put together in the civilized world, the Bush crime family. And by God, they better understand that and act accordingly.
I agree with you.
Nick, thanks for checking in. I'm real glad to hear from you. I hope you call in again, pal.
Will do.
All right, sir. Take care. Oh. All right, quick break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. I want to hear what you got to say on this. All right, all right. I'm Mike Malloy.
Marco Blue Bulldog breed is a family without a home and a pensioner in need. Those whose lives will live by.
bookmark, waiting for a sign. The better there than every guy listening on the line. And the liberal with a small L cries in front of the TV. And another demonstration.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Feet don't kill carpets. Dirt does. I'm David Orrick, and thousands of hotels use my upright vacuum, the 8-pound Orrick XL. It's so light, it takes the work out of cleaning, and its unique top-fill design takes embedded dirt and grime out of carpet. Call 1-800-989-4200 to try my vacuum in your home absolutely free for 15 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it. For a free brochure, call 1-800-989-4200. 989-4200.
Do your part to help the economy of Air America Radio. Log on to airamericaradio.com for t-shirts, hats, coffee mugs, tote bags, and more. Just click on our Get the Gear banner and spend, spend, spend!
Do you have an Air America Radio dog shirt?
Yes, we do have a dog shirt, but be careful how you say dog shirt. The FCC is listening.
Air America dog shirts. I really stepped in it now.
Air America radio gear. Wear the air.
The peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the doctor's night guard dental protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The doctor's night guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron on Thursday's Morning Sedition. Peter Bergen, he's one of the only Western journalists to interview Osama bin Laden, and now he's got to deal with us. Boy, he's going to miss that cave in Afghanistan. Plus, the country's got fewer jobs, but executives are making lots more money. What should we do? I know, we'll sick Robert Reich on them. Robert Reich, Peter Bergen, and we'll see what God's cooking up in Rapture Watch on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
Seven before the hour. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. We're talking about the Kerry statement, how it was spun by the media, and the fact that the vampires, the living dead that run this country right now, the Bush crime family, how they take a statement like that, and they're whores in the media, which is damn near everybody except the people on this network and a few other voices like Peter Werbe and Tom Hartman and you know who the people are. I can't name them all, but back to your calls. Mar is calling from Portland, Oregon. Mar, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
I'm a first-time caller, but I'm 53 years old, and I've been involved heavily in Democratic politics since I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I've got one big clue. I reversed a Republican stronghold in Pennsylvania where nobody Democratic had ever been elected since the Civil War. We have to start realizing that right now, while we're being monitored, as I'm sure we are, by the opposition, they're laughing out their butts that they have achieved the biggest ambition of this divisive leader, and that is to make us fall in on ourselves, to make us resent our own candidate. I'd like to offer a solution.
Sure.
You should give out the number, I have it if you don't, for the Kerry campaign. We should be emailing the Kerry campaign. The numbers that you can reach with your megaphone of a radio show need to be comforted by knowing we have a receptive candidate. He's an intelligent man. He knows better than to let the press funk all over him this way, that crap heads are having a party big time, and we need to galvanize and unite former Deniacs, former Kuciniches, whatever. We're now for Kerry. Well, we need to get behind our guy, contact his campaign, tell them they've got their heads up their butt, get it out, get the message out, get really effective spokespeople out there, and blitzkrieg the asshole, the leader.
Well, Mar, I don't disagree at all. Let's have the phone numbers.
Okay. The phone number for the Kerry campaign is 202-712-3000. Let everybody be mindful, especially Nick in Warsaw, Ohio, who called you. Mm-hmm. We don't need third-party candidates. We don't need to be looking for alternatives. We don't need to muddy the waters any more than we already have had them done by the crap machine. We need to unify, be strong, take ownership. Isn't that what he's pitching right now? We all need to own something. Let's own our own party and tell them get some effective people out there. I don't have email, but I'm sure they've got johnterry.com.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs to blitzkrieg our, you know, the guy we're pitching and let him know this is a grassroots campaign. Well, let's, you know, go for the jugular and get the accurate spokespeople out there.
Well, I think you're absolutely right.
One last suggestion, Mike, for the pacification of our democratic beating hearts, to keep them beating. If people want news on what's really happening accurately with Kerry's campaign, and to reaffirm that not everybody in the world has drunk the Kool-Aid, they should watch Jim Lehrer. For the last three nights, they line up what Kerry says, they line up what the bozo said, and they don't comment, they don't interpret it. We do, after all, speak English. He hasn't taken over that language. He's corrupted it and bastardized it, but he hasn't taken it over yet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And they lay it out clearly, and it's obvious what Kerry said, what the other bozo said, and that he's just laughing out his butt, thinking we're all going to fall in on each other and fall apart. Well, we're not. And we need to get the word out there of hope that we can stand up for ourselves. We can turn our guy into a don't fight so fair and nice. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. The Mar Manifesto is one I agree with.
It's got to happen because I'll tell you, I liked nothing better when I monitored the polls that year and watched the Republican corrupt idiots, and they weren't even as corrupt as they are now, think they were going to win. We got a school board of 9 members transformed in one election. And revamp the whole school system. So it can be done. It has been done, and we need to keep that at the forefront of our mind, that we're not going to have this bozo tell us what our guys said.
All right, that's a good idea. Thanks, Mar.
Sure.
I hope to hear from you again. Thanks for checking in. The Mar Manifesto. And she's absolutely, totally, completely correct. The only issue I would take, and I didn't want to interrupt her, because she's very eloquent with her comments. The only bone to pick would be, you know, whether or not the Rove death machine is gleefully rubbing its hands together as Democrats talk about this issue as passionately as we do, or as we are tonight, and I'm sure as has been discussed on other programs on this network, and other programs, other places, as few and far between as they are. I would take issue with that on this basis. The honesty that you find in the Democratic Party. Oh, okay, so I hear some Naderites and some Greens out there cackling. I'm not talking about the Democratic Party leadership. I'm talking about the Democratic. The honesty that Democrats come at these issues with is a gram of that is worth 17,000 tons of the Bush BS, the Republican crapola. Now, this is our strength. It's also been periodically our weakness, the fact that we are willing to self-criticize, willing to set the candidate or ourselves on a more correct path, the correct path not being some totalitarian Republican correct path, but the correct path of truth and dignity and justice and telling it like it is and moving forward. Sometimes Democrats have to do that. And I, you know, so that's the only issue I would take with Marr. As far as the pig man or Rove or too stupid to be president or the rest of these monsters gleefully listening to what we're doing, whether it's here or someplace else, you know, frankly, I don't give a damn. I think the American public, and that's me and you and people who don't call this program, I think the American public will appreciate an open discussion more so than they would appreciate a closed-minded, rote rhetoric, stay-on-the-same-page garbage crap that comes out of the mouth of any and all Republicans. I hope, I guess, I think, I don't know, I don't know. Ed is calling from Chicago. Ed, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Oh.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ed.
Glad you're back on the air, man.
Yes, sir. Me too.
Hey, Ed, a couple of things. I think Kevin Phillips referred to the Bush family as the Methodist Mafia.
Okay.
And I'm really mad, too. I think Kerry's making a terrible mistake. I think, you know, it's like they're trying to go after that 3 or 4% undecided, and what might happen is they're going to make the 50% stay at home.
I honestly hope it doesn't come to that.
I do too.
My main complaint is the Kerry campaign has got to understand that they're conducting their campaign in hell. This is hell. America, politically speaking, in 2004, is hell, and it's run by demons. And Kerry has got to understand that the demons don't all exist in the Bush administration. They also exist in media. That's my major complaint, that they have got to wake up. They've got to be careful, and when they do make a statement that is misquoted, they've got to have a rapid response team that gets out there and says, no, damn you liars, that's not what our man said.
Yeah, I think what upsets me, too, is that you know, all the rhetoric, while we're hearing all this rhetoric, you know, I'm sitting up here in Chicago and it's 65 degrees. There's two hurricanes headed for Florida. We're probably 5 or 10 years away from running out of oil here in the United States. And it's like, to me, it's like they're rearranging. Yeah, and our boys, men and women, are dying in Iraq. I mean, I just say bring them home.
Oh, sure. That's what I say, too. We have no business being there. We don't have any reason for being in Iraq. None. Zero. Zip. No reason.
It's going to be a disaster whether they stay there or not. So let's bring them home and save their lives.
And I wish my man would just come out and say it. Just come out and say, or I don't know, be like Tricky Dick and say, when I'm elected president, I have a plan to end this debacle. I don't understand how people think in terms of running out of one's country an occupational army. If the prospective leader of that country says, when I'm elected, I'm going to pull everybody out, does that mean that the fighters, the so-called insurgents, do they try to kill more Americans, or do they sit back and say, okay, let's declare a truce and see if this guy will pull them out? I don't know anymore, but I wish Kerry would say the same thing.
Well, I think what we're witnessing and it's growing every day, is an Islamic uprising in Baghdad, which is exactly why we put Saddam Hussein there, to stop that.
That's
it's going to rise up, and we're just like hunkered down, trying not to take casualties, and, you know, we've got Fox News giving us happy talk about Iraq, and it's a bunch of bull.
I know. Ed, thanks for checking in.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back on there, Mike.
Me too. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. Kalamazoo Jim is calling, one of our over-the-road truck driver dudes. Hey, Jim.
Yes. You and I talked about this very thing more than a year ago. More than a year ago, before any of the primaries, Kerry was being criticized for voting for this resolution. Mm-hmm. And at that time, my suggestion to Kerry was to say, well, Bush lied to me. Bush lied to all of us. And it still might come down to that.
Right.
See, this authorization from October 2002, this resolution, had very specific conditions. The actual language was Bush, amongst many things, Bush agreed that he must assemble, this was in the language, Bush, mm-hmm. Bush must assemble a genuine international coalition.
Mm-hmm.
He must allow the UN inspectors to complete their work. But as you recall, he lost his patience.
Yeah.
He knew they weren't going to find anything, and he wanted to get going.
Right.
Three, Bush promised to go back to the U.S., back to the U.N., for a second vote. Remember,
now, why?
Put your cards on the table? Remember that?
Yeah, let me ask you something, Jim. I'm going to put you on hold because we got a break here.
Mm-hmm.
But the question I have is, you know, why isn't somebody in a rapid response position on the Kerry campaign saying what you are saying? You see what I'm saying?
I think they're going to draw Bush into something here. The real issue is Bush's flip-flops.
Maybe. Let me put you on hold, Jim. I'll come back in a second. Quick break here. We'll be right back.
You work hard and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
Need cash fast? Call Fast Cash Loans by phone. You can get a paycheck cash advance up to $500 deposited straight into your checking account. Call 1-800-279-3114. Even if you have poor credit or no credit, you can get fast cash. Every day, Fast Cash helps thousands of Americans make ends meet. So if you need cash, don't sweat it. Call Fast Cash now at 1-800-279-3114. When you call, you can get a fast cash application sent to you within seconds. The money you need is deposited straight into your checking account. There's no embarrassing trip to a loan store, no more borrowing money from your family. So if you need cash fast for any purpose, call 1-800-279-3114. You can get up to $500 deposited straight into your checking account. It's quick and easy to apply. And you can have the money you need within 24 hours. So call Fast Cash now. 1-800-279-3114. That's 1-800-279-3114.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get four 20s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell, because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
About 10 minutes before the hour, we're talking with Kalamazoo Jim, one of our listeners who is over-the-road truck driver and listens, I would assume, on Sirius, right?
Right, that's right.
Okay, where were we?
Yeah, well, Bush, the language in the resolution, the war resolution, stipulated that Bush would go back to the U.N. for a second vote. You remember he was saying he was going to go back there and make them put their cards on the table? Resolution 1441 required a second vote. The one that they forced through, they got the passage on that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it stipulated that war would be only a last resort.
Right, right.
Now, all these things were in that resolution. All these things can be presented as flip-flops on the part of Bush.
Yeah, and it's not going to be presented as an ethical stance by John Kerry, because we live in a country that has a bunch of street whores for media.
Well, this is how it has to be presented. If it follows through, where the real issue becomes the fact that Bush backed off on all these things, Bush may be sorry that he pursued this tactic. This may backfire on Bush, because if it finds out that what the issue is all about is the fact Bush lied. That's what the issue is here.
I hope it comes to that. I hope it does backfire. But let me ask you, Jim, very quickly, who is going to report it that way?
A response unit. Carville, I don't know.
Okay.
You can do that.
Well, you know, this is a talk show that's on late at night in most of the country. I'm talking about who on CNN, who on ABC, who on CBS. This is what Kerry's up against.
Well, the Kerry people, when they first come out, I think the first thing they should do every time they have a speech or a statement or an appearance or something, they should say, okay, this is the follow-up on the Bush lie of the day, or the latest Bush lie.
There you go.
And highlight that, and then go on with what the regular statement would be. I do have one question, though.
Quickly, very quickly.
What's the most likely date this fall? We're getting closer to this election now. It's August. What is the most likely date for the red alert?
Probably August 3rd, or October 30th.
I'm just wondering. I've been asking people, and they kind of like, wow, really?
Yeah. I hear you.
You're picking October 30?
Put me in the pool for October 30.
Yeah, something's going to happen. As long as these numbers go this way, they're going to do something.
That's right. Thanks, Jim.
Yep, sure enough. Bye.
All right, sir. I appreciate it. All right, I got an email here from Bob. And he suggests, in the context of his email, he says, this is what Kerry should have said. I would not have voted. This is what he should have said to Bush, you know, publicly, through the media to Bush. I would not have voted for the Iraq War resolution if I had known you would send out troops to fight without armor, that she had no plan for winning the peace, that you would not listen to the military planners and the generals about the manpower requirements, that you would put a civilian like Douglas Feith, who General Tommy Franks calls the effing stupidest guy on the face of the earth, in charge of planning the war, that you would have thrown the Geneva Conventions away and let Iraqi prisoners be tortured and Iraqi children raped. Now, if Bob can put that in an email to me, then I ask you, for God's sake, somebody tell me the answer to this question. Why cannot somebody in the Kerry campaign, if John doesn't want to do it, then have somebody get out there and make the statement Bob just made? Or a variation of it. But Bob's statement is fine. Yeah, I voted for the resolution. You killer, you giggling murderer. But I didn't know you were going to do this. And I didn't know you were going to do that. Don't be nuanced, Mr. Kerry. Don't be cool. Don't be intellectual. Don't put your screed 12 lines down because this filthy, whorish American media will never report it. Never, never, never. Do you understand, Senator? Never! This is a death match, Mr. Kerry. This is not for the election of a president, what you are involved in, sir. It's a death match. And you're up against criminals, thugs, liars, cheats, people with no moral center, people who don't understand the word ethics. Bob's right. Somebody needs to do this in the Kerry campaign, day after day, news cycle after news cycle. When was it, Kathy, when we were in New York and Randy Rhodes, or not New York, Washington, Randy Rhodes was there, I was there, you were there. There were a handful of us. There were five, six of us, ten of us, that's all. Remember that? The counter State of the Union thing a couple of years ago. Progressive State of the Union. And Randy Rhodes told these people, and I told them, and who else? Who else? Who else was there? Nancy Skinner was there. Guy James was there. Ed Schultz was there. And that's about it. And we had the entire Democratic leadership, Joe Biden, Pelosi, Kennedy, Hillary, all of them, Daschle, they came in and talked to us. And then they took comments from us, and we told them over and over again, you have got to stop this Republican light stuff. You have got, every time a camera comes on you to point out the lies and deceptions and crap from this administration, you must do this. Can you imagine Mike Malloy, Randy Rhodes, Ed Schultz, Nancy Skinner, Guy James saying things like that to these exalted Democratic leaders? And you know what they all said? Carl Levin from Michigan was there. I mean, just on and on and on and on. You know what they all said?
Yeah, 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 you're right. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's what we need to do.
And they still don't get it. They still don't get it. I refuse to buy into the Naderite argument that the Democrats are just as corrupt and filthy as Republicans. I will not accept that. What I do accept is that Democrats are more decent, they're more ethical, they're liberal. They should be. Something inside Hillary Clinton is still liberal. Inside Tom Daschle is still liberal. Inside Kennedy, well, Kennedy, sure. That's what makes Democrats Democrats. But we told them, was it 2 years or 3 years ago, Kathy? Hell, I don't even, 2 years ago. I mean, think about this. Right after the midterm beating that the Democrats took. And there we were. Oddly, two of the people screeching at these folks are now on Air America Radio Network, Randy Rhodes and me. And we tried, I swear before God, who I don't believe in, we tried! You've got to do this! You must, because you're dealing with vampires!
Goodyear's Pit Stop Tire Sale. Now through August 28th. And save on Goodyear tires. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $75 cash card. For everyday low prices and up to a $75 cash card, call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. Stop and get your Goodyears today. And race in to check out Goodyear's new Assurance brand of passenger tires. Mail-in cash card offer ends August 28th.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Florida Governor Jeb Bush has declared a state of emergency for the state's panhandle area. The declaration was made as Tropical Storm Bonnie turns toward the area, threatening to become a hurricane. Bonnie is packing 65-mile-an-hour winds and could become a hurricane before it makes landfall. Meanwhile, the Florida Keys are under a hurricane watch as Hurricane Charlie swings around Jamaica. Orlando, Florida is considered a host community for people across the state who may be evacuating in advance of a landfalling hurricane. Local hotel operator Harris Rosen says he's established a special room rate of $42.95 a night for any of his rooms in the area.
That's for all of our hotels, all 5,000 of our rooms. When we run out of inventory, we will guarantee that rate and find rooms in the area at that rate.
Rosen says they've already received calls from tour operators hoping to move people into Orlando rather than send them to locations in Sarasota, Key West, or Panama City that could be hit by either Hurricane Charlie or Tropical Storm Bonnie. U.S. and Iraqi forces are preparing for a final assault they say will put an end to fierce fighting in the Shiite holy city of Najaf once and for all. Militiamen loyal to rebel cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have been put on notice. The troops are getting ready to move in. In the past week alone, close to 400 militants have been killed in clashes with U.S.-led forces. Colonel Anthony Haslam, commanding officer of the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit, says the goal is to restore peace and security to that town. A memorial service was held Thursday afternoon at Fort Eustis for a soldier killed in Iraq last week. 24-year-old Private First Class Raymond Falsis, Jr. of Leonardtown, Maryland, was killed when a convoy he was in was attacked by small arms fire and rocket grenades. Falsis' widow, Crystal, says he died a hero.
He kept on driving even after he was hurt, and if he didn't keep on driving, then more people would have been killed. He drove until he couldn't drive no more.
Falsis was driving the lead truck in the convoy when he was hit in the chest by a grenade. With the Department of Homeland Security warnings this week that limousines and taxicabs might be used by terrorists, there's a push underway to keep people riding. Scott Salato has the story from New York City.
Taxi and limo drivers want to make sure the latest terror warning doesn't frighten passengers away.
The vast majority of drivers are hardworking people, law-abiding people, and they're out there to provide for their family.
Still, Federation of Taxi Drivers boss Fernando Mateo wants the TLC to require all limo and livery drivers to post IDs in their cars.
You don't know who you're getting in a car with if that driver isn't posting his credentials.
And he wants stiffer background checks of all drivers. Scott Salato, New York.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get four 20s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get. And you just can't beat the DEET in off-deep woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Randy Rhodes.
Max Cleland. What a man. What a man. What a mighty good man. Yes, he is. I want to take a minute or two and give much respect to a man who made a difference in my world. And although most men are hoes, it goes down a down note that I never heard about him with another girl. But I don't sweat it because it's just pathetic to get me involved in that. He said, she said crap. I know I ain't nobody perfect. I give props to those who deserve it. And believe me, y'all, he's worth it. I'm black. I'm telling you.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
It's 6:30 past the hour. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. Very quickly, before we go back to the phones, Steve just sent this to me. We began the program, sort of began the program, talking about this Joe Scarborough, this possible killer, former member of Congress and anchor on his own program on MSNBC, appearing on the podium with George Bush and John McCain in the Florida Panhandle yesterday, and how there used to be a time and a place in this country when that would be an outrage. MSNBC's president, on Scarborough's appearance at the Bush rally, quote, "I'm glad he did it," end quote. Now, somebody in McCain's, somebody in Kerry's office should print this off. It's at Media Matters for America. Somebody ought to print this off and put it on the tray with John Kerry's coffee tomorrow, wherever John Kerry is. Scarborough's appearance at the Bush rally, "I'm glad he did it," says the president of MSNBC, Rick Kaplan. Now, is that the same Rick Kaplan, Kathy, who's from Chicago, who used to live in our neighborhood, who was the head of CNN for a while before he got fired? I think it's the same Rick Kaplan. He was quoted in an August 11 yesterday campaign briefing in the New York Times defending an appearance on MSNBC or by MSNBC Scarborough country host and former U.S. Representative Joe Scarborough, yada, yada, yada. During the rally, Scarborough, quote, could be seen standing and applauding numerous times during the president's speech. And as the Times noted, "I'm glad he did it," Kaplan said. "It was good for the profile of the show to remind people he has an inside view of politics." You son of a... Oops, almost. Kaplan told the New York Times that MSNBC has different rules for opinion anchors, such as Scarborough. According to the Times, quoting Kaplan, or no, according to the Times, Mr. Kaplan said the channel had separate standards for what it considered its news anchors, who include all four others who lead primetime programs on the channel. That would be Chris Matthews, Dan Abrams, Deborah Norville, and Keith Olbermann. They operate on a different system, you see, from Joe Scarborough. Although MSNBC considers Chris Matthews to be a news anchor, Media Matters for America has documented numerous instances of distortions, misstatements, and unsourced speculation by Matthews in his capacity as news anchor of MSNBC's Hardball with Chris Matthews and NBC's The Chris Matthews Show. So, Mr. Kerry, Senator, John, my president, soon to be, listen to me, listen to me. Read this. Read this. Read what Rick Kaplan said. He's proud that one of his stable of whores is on the stage with Too Stupid to Be President. He's proud of it. I'm glad he did it, Rick Kaplan said. Okay? Okay, Senator? And you people advising Senator Kerry, get your act together. Get it together. You're going to cost him the presidency, and you're going to cost this country its form of government. If you are a media person advising John Kerry, do something to earn your paycheck, okay? Unless you have been put there by the right wing. Unless you are a spy. Unless you work for Rick Kaplan. Unless you work for the pig man, Rush Limbaugh. I don't know who you are. I don't know your names. But dear God, if you work for John Kerry's campaign and you're advising him on the media, please tell him that the media is nothing more than street whores and $2 pimps. And they are destroying the country. They are destroying the country. Do something to stop it. Or get out of the way and let somebody in there who knows how to manage the last 90 days of this campaign. And what Marr said, where did she call from, Kathy Marr? Do you remember? Portland. Call the Kerry campaign tomorrow. Email the Kerry campaign tomorrow. Let them know. Let them know that out here in Waterworld, the media has distorted what he said, and he's not responded to the distortion. In the meantime, Bush and the street pimps and $2 whores are taking what Kerry said, spinning it beyond recognition, and force-feeding it to Mr. and Mrs. Middle America, the fence-sitter, saying, well, you know, if it's church between Bush and Bush Light, don't you want the real thing, huh? Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge, welcome to the program.
Hi there. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, Marge.
You know, Kerry's got to realize that he's dealing with somebody that only can speak it three words at a time.
Yeah.
So, you know, he can't make compound sentences in regard to anything. He's got to keep it short and sweet and to the point.
Uh-huh. That's true.
I haven't had a chance to check it out, but supposedly there's a website called SpinSanity.com.
Yeah, it's a good site. Good site.
Okay, you know about it.
Yes.
And what I called about was something that I heard on the electric radio today that was just too good to keep. It's a little off topic at the moment. But the good former governor, Jim Thompson of Illinois,
mm-hmm.
was discussing the 9/11 report. And in reference to the selection of a new director of intelligence, he said, and I quote, "This person can't be a political virgin," close quote. That raises the question. Is he inferring by that this person should be a political whore?
Yeah, well, yeah. I would think that the best head of the CIA would be somebody who nobody knows what their political affiliation is. Porter Goss, I said it last night, he wants to do for Bush what Monica did for Clinton. That's all the guy is.
They keep talking about FBI and CIA. There's another intelligence source that they don't talk about and being in charge of, and that's the Defense Department.
Right.
And, I mean, what kind of mischief are these people up to, especially when it's under the direction of people like Rumsfeld?
Nobody will ever know. We'll never know, Marge. Don't forget, Bush signed presidential directives that say nothing, nothing from his administration is to be released to the press or to archivists or to historians. It's all to be kept totally secret forever, in perpetuity. When you and I are nothing more but dust in the wind, it'll still be impossible to have known what these monsters did.
No kidding.
Yeah,
there's such a bunch of... Two quick things. There's a new documentary out, I think it's new, called The Hunting of the President.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's the one that's...
is that from the same book?
Joe Connison and...
I can't think of his name either.
The writer for the Arkansas Democrat.
I wanted to say Shields, but that doesn't sound
right. No. Somebody email it to me real quick. Joe Connison and, oh, my God, he's one of my favorite columnists. Oh, well, that's what happens when you get old.
I know the feeling. I'm pushing 70. What can I tell you?
You're that old?
I'm afraid so.
I'm just kidding.
Afraid so.
Yeah.
And there's also a new movie coming out next month called Silver City. Watch for it.
All right, I will. Although we don't go to movies anymore, not for a while, because we have this little feeding machine named Molly.
Did I hear you say that Kathy's in the background? You got her working already?
Yeah. She insisted. She had to come to work.
All right. She needed to get out and get some fresh air. Kathy, I greet you and wish you well.
We have to be a two-paycheck family. I work in radio. Thanks, Marge.
Take care, my friend.
All right, you have a nice evening.
You too.
Marge from Northwest Indiana. Jerky is calling. Hey, Jerky, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, good evening.
Hey, good to hear from you. Is this Jerky in Canada or another Jerky?
For now, yeah, no, it's the same guy.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, you guys are killing me today, man.
Somebody typed up here a first-time caller. You're not a first-time caller.
No.
Okay.
Long time listener.
I thought maybe there were two jerkies. I was going to say, that's copyright infringement.
For the good of the world, there better not be more than one.
I hear that.
But you guys are killing me tonight with this. You know, the difference between Robert Byrd, say...
Hey, hold that thought. Jerky, hold the thought.
Yeah.
I got a break here. Hear that music? Let me do a break. I'll come right back. We'll pick up where we're leaving off, okay? Yeah, okay, absolutely. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy.
Bills, paying my bills, adding, subtracting, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, split. Stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty. Natural part of life.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Tune in tonight to Hangouts, where you'll meet a pop star with a pool for a living room.
Sorry to interrupt, but why check out other people's dream homes when you can use a home equity loan to create your own? Now at LendingTree.com, you can find home equity rates as low as 3.75% APR. But they won't stay that way forever. Call LendingTree now at 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. Or visit LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply. See website for details and licensing.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be closed.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Ah, the peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
About new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Sick. Thanks, CW. The name I couldn't get my mind around is Gene Lyons. Oh my God. Gene Lyons and Joe Connison's book, The Hunting of the President. 2002 or 2000, whatever it was. But yeah, it's they made a film out of it. And what is awful is Gene Lyons and Joe Connison were the last guests I had on a Thursday night on WLS. The next night, I had to resign on the air from pressure from ABC Radio and pressure from WLS to get the hell off of their air because I was too liberal. And I got an email from Connison the next day. He said, oh, my God, you didn't get fired because we were on your program, were you? And I said, no. The truth is, Joe, probably. Oh, well. All right, back to Jerky in just a second. Hold on, Jerky. I'm coming. Just a second. From just a couple of emails from Susan on Long Island. Mike, what the hell is wrong with Kerry's advisors? Did they learn nothing from the media assassinations of Gore, McCain, and Cleland? If they truly want our candidate to be tough, they have got to have rapid response to the attacks that they knew were coming. They must throw fast hardballs and 30-second sound bites. Kerry's answer should have been why I voted for the authorization for war. I believed my president! See, Susan knows this. Marr knows this. Bob knows this. How to respond to these psychopaths? Why doesn't somebody in the Kerry camp tell him to say, why did I vote for the authorization? Because I believe my president. Answer to the Swift Boat Liar ad. Show us your fellow Texas Air National Guard members, George. How about James Bath? How about saying, where's Osama, George? Or how about that Afghan heroin crop harvested by the Taliban? Or where's the $2 billion unaccounted for at Halliburton, Dick? Susan writes, Kerry has got to respond to attacks the way our firefighters responded to the 911 disaster. You see, Susan knows. Marna, all you know, you all know. It takes you 60 seconds to compose an email and send it in here. It takes me 30 seconds to read it on the air. Come on, John. Come on, Senator. You're in a death match, pal. Jane, our Nashville bureau chief. What really burns my butter more than anything are the attacks on his Vietnam service, referring to Kerry. Jane writes, I want Kerry to call on Bush to explain his whereabouts and activities for the period of time he was AWOL. It's simple. It's to the point. Why not? Why can't Democrats go on the attack against these evil hate mongers? Why can't someone in Kerry campaign or Kerry himself ask Bush to explain wasting $250,000 of taxpayer money for his flight training? See, Jane knows how to put it in simple damn sentences. So does Susan. So does Mar. So do I. So does Bob. So does everybody listening to this program. Why doesn't somebody in the Kerry campaign hand Senator Kerry 8 or 9 simple sentences that he repeats every single day? Where were you, George? Yeah, I voted for the authorization, George. I didn't know you were blowing smoke up my ass in the American publics. Am I allowed to say that? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's not as bad as what Howard Stern says. Oh, yeah, back to Jerky. I know Jerky's hold on. Jerky, just a second. I'm coming. I'm just trying to get myself fired here. So, there's nothing wrong with saying that. He said, hopefully. But everybody who takes 30 or 60 or 45 seconds to send me an email, why doesn't somebody in the Kerry campaign not think the same way and understand what their candidate, my candidate, is up against? Back to Jerky. Jerky, thanks for holding. I'm sorry. I get off on these rants and I just get crazy. I'm sorry.
That's fine, Mike. I enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hey, I'm kind of hesitant to make my point because I have a feeling I know how it's going to be received, but... I think the difference between somebody like Robert Byrd and somebody like John Kerry is that John Kerry has to win an election for President of the United States of America, and I think it's hard to be elected President of the United States of America if you sound like, you know, Noam Chomsky channeling Cassandra.
Well,
it's like...
But nobody's asking him to do
that. Well, I'm thinking maybe... What I'm saying is that I think maybe this was a conscious decision on Kerry's part. I think we might not be giving his team credit enough when in considering how they... view the effects of this poison media on the electorate, and so that maybe they've made a conscious decision to temporarily upset a small number, a core of passionate, involved diehards, in order to bring in a whole lot of mushy middlers, you know, people who know that the war is wrong, who feel in their bones that it's an atrocity, which I believe it is, but who also aren't yet ready to, you know, sign a sworn affidavit to that fact. And
well, Jerky, hold on. I couldn't disagree with you more, and I'll tell you why. Because I watched what happened in the off-year elections. I watched what happened in 2002. I watched Democrat after Democrat after Democrat refuse to take a principled stand and say that George W. Bush was destroying the country domestically and in the sense of foreign policy. I watched Max Cleland, for Christ's sake, a man who left 3 of his 4 limbs in Vietnam, try to align himself with Bush, and he got defeated by a punk. I watched the governor of the state of Georgia, a Democrat, trying to align himself with Bush, and he got defeated by a bigger punk. The governor of Georgia got defeated by a man who promised his knuckle-dragging followers that he would put the Confederate flag back over the state capitol in Atlanta. So, it doesn't work, Jerky. It doesn't. These Democrats, I don't care who they are, they have got to define themselves as not Republican light. So if it's a coward's way, and I'm not getting in your case, pal, but if it's a coward's way that the Democrats choose to go, then by God, the road is going to be littered with their bodies when this is over. That's a fact, man. That's a fact. jerky. Well, jerky. I'm sorry. I screamed jerky off the phone, I think. Quick break. We'll be right back. Jerky, I love you.
You know that life is short. Talk is cheap. Don't be making promises you can't keep. You don't like this little song I'm singing. Just grinning back. All I can say is if the shoe fits a wet, and you must keep talking. Please try to make it right.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right, I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had butterflies. I was anxious.
Open house, that's somebody else's job.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
My mom was always on the phone.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
Shoes. Just wacko.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Air America's Majority Report. Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
We're still spying and eyeing some of the grotesque creatures of the media. I just ran across Alan Combs. He has a very depressing air about him. Yeah. As if he's been beaten, and he's got like the quality like that movie was with Farrah Fawcett, where she was a beaten wife.
The Burning Bed.
It's
directed by Robert Greenwald, who directed Outfoxed.
He has that Burning Bed quality.
I think that Alan Combs is everybody's walking inner beaten wife.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
right, welcome back. 27 before the hour. Lucy in Sacramento reminds me, Mary Beth Cahill is Kerry's campaign manager. So if you're going to call the campaign or email the campaign, it might be good to direct it to her directly to Mary Beth Cahill. And you know, I'm not suggesting anything here, you know, like kick somebody's butt inside the Kerry campaign. That's not the point. The point is if they don't understand, they need to be told by Democrats what it's like out here in the real world, you know, and how absolutely essential it is for Kerry to have a rapid response to this kind of garbage, whether the garbage comes from some thug in the Bush administration or the chief thug himself, or if it comes from this corrupt, degenerate media that we have. It doesn't make any difference where it comes from. It's got to be responded to. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mike. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Absolutely, sir. Loud and clear.
Yeah, okay. Your volume's a little bit low, but anyway, yeah, I'd like to discuss this whole controversy of what Kerry said with respect to the Iraq War Resolution. That was the technical title of it, either the Iraq War Resolution or the resolution to go to war with Iraq or something of that nature. And what happened, and what people have to understand what this all stems from, it was actually Kerry's response to Bush's question to him. Well, actually, what happened is Bush threw this question out in the media, so maybe it was technically repeated by a reporter, but it originally came from Bush himself. And he put out this question to Kerry of whether or not he, John Kerry, would have supported Bush's invasion of Iraq, knowing what we know now, as Bush put it, about there being no weapons of mass destruction there in Iraq. And Kerry made the mistake. This is actually just political bait. I mean, I'm actually surprised that Bush even fell for it. The Bush campaign, I mean, I'm surprised that Kerry, not Bush, that Kerry even fell for this. Because basically, why would Kerry even fall for answering this political baiting, hypothetical type question that originally came out of both Bush's mouth and Karl Rove's brain? That's where this all came from Bush and Karl Rove and company over there, so to speak. And, you know, what Kerry should have said instead is that he'll answer Bush's question about Iraq after Mr. Bush answers Kerry's question about why Bush seemingly misled us into this war in Iraq in the first place.
Right.
And I have the exact quote. Actually, what it is when Kerry, what Kerry said is, quote, "Yes, I would have voted for the authority.
Yes.
I believe it was the right authority for a president to have." Now, of course, the authority he's talking about is the authority to go to war in Iraq. That's the title of the resolution he voted for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's his answer is problematic no matter what way you look at it. You know, he should have, like I said, he should have not taken the political bait that was being thrown at to him from the Bush campaign and directly answered this question anyway. He should have instead, like I said, asked his questions of Bush. And he did later go on to question Bush, but that's what he should have done to begin with.
Right. Jerry, yeah. If we lived in a sane political system, or even one that was halfway sane, you know, Kerry might also have responded, look, the Constitution gives authority to wage war to the legislative branch of government. It is not up to the president, even though we have not had a declaration of war in this country in all the wars we've been in since World War II.
Yeah, I was going to say that even with the first Gulf War, yeah, this is a cute little trick that's been done by Congress. Is they have, you're right, since World War II, they have not officially declared war. Instead, they offer resolutions.
Or in the case of Korea, turn it over, at least on the surface, to the U.N.
Right, and call the police action.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, and I think most people who are Democrats understand that John Kerry cannot let this continue. He can't do it. First of all, like you point out, don't take the bait. Never answer this jackass's questions.
Yeah,
answer
right.
His questions with a question.
Yeah, because like you say, what's going to happen is, and one thing I forgot to mention, I should mention at this point, I'm a registered independent voter, like I tell everyone off the air, and which is true, and I'm very unhappy with Bush, and I want to vote for John Kerry. and John Edwards is vice president. But when they pull these kind of things, when they engage in terrible campaign techniques and tactics like this, you know, this reminds me of, you know, who's also advising the Kerry campaign is, I believe his name is Bob Shrum or something like that.
Yeah.
You reckon they say? Well, there was an article in the New York Times. I know you don't like me you don't like people to read things, so I'm not going to because I don't even have it right in front of me. But I remember it off the top of my head. It was something to the effect of how Bush, all the way back in March, the Bush campaign had a 90-day campaign to try to define John Kerry. And they were going to try to define John Kerry as a flip-flopper and
right.
a liberal and between the months of March and June. And what was Bob Shrum's response to it? He told the reporters of the New York Times, "Oh, we really don't have to worry about that because it's ridiculous to think that people are concentrating on the campaign this early and that a definition, and that trying to define a candidate all the way in March and June is going to influence people. But it has influenced people. The liberal label has not stuck, but the flip-flop label is starting to stick."
Right, and the reason it stuck is because of the corrupt media that we have in this country. And I understand that, and you understand that.
Yeah.
I just hope the Kerry campaign
starts
to understand.
It's also part of strategy. They should have, Bob Shrum and the other people advising John Kerry should have realized early on that any attempts to define him would and to let any attempts to define him go completely unanswered would stick, and that
That's
they
right.
had to be responded to.
That's right. That's right. Good points, Jerry. Thanks.
Thank
I appreciate
you
checking
much.
In, pal. Thanks for the call. Steve is calling from Illinois. Steve, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, how you doing there?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Hey,
how are you?
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm a first-time listener or caller, so go easy on me if you can.
Here you are.
Hey, I guess my whole thing on this, though, and I guess it's just maybe it's simple, but, you know, if he came out and really said no, you know, no, I'm just... Wouldn't it be viewed even more as a flip-flopper? I mean, wouldn't that really play into that even more? So, I mean, no matter what...
If he would have said no about what? If he would have said no to what?
Well, if he would have said, you know, no, if I know what I know, knowing what I know now, I would not have voted for the resolution.
He didn't have to say that.
I agree.
All he had to say was, I voted for the resolution not realizing that the Bush administration was lying through its teeth to the American people and the Congress. That's
right.
All he had to say.
Yeah, and I agree. They didn't handle that as good as they should have.
Right.
And I'm disappointed in that too. But you know, I still don't feel it's as catastrophic as we maybe seem to be playing it out tonight.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope it is not catastrophic. And I'll tell you why I'm playing out the way I'm playing it out. It's because I watched what happened, first of all, in 2000, when George W. Bush was presented as something that he is not. And secondly, after he had been in office for 2 years, I watched the American public willingly go along with trashing this country even further by voting out of office Democrats who were the last piece of ballast keeping this country from floating off into just full-blown fascism.
Yeah.
So now, here we are in 2004, and these monsters want another 4 years. If we have another 4 years of the Bush crime family, Steve, this our system of government is ended. That's it. Anybody who doesn't believe that is a fool.
Well, you know, I think the other thing, too, is on the whole Iraq war thing. The American people aren't dumb. I mean, they know this is a Bush venture.
No, I disagree, Steve. I'm sorry. I'm an American people, and we all collectively, not you, not me, not him or her, but collectively, we are some of the most pathetically uneducated, I'm not talking about classroom education,
yeah.
uneducated, politically speaking, people on the planet. We
yeah.
are going to lose a representative government because we don't respect it and we don't keep ourselves educated. So, no, it's the fault of the American public.
Yeah, but I guess I still see Kerry's position falls out, I think, better politically where the mainstream American people are right now. Things are going away from Bush on that topic, and I think even though he's using the nuance too much, he's straddling the fence, there's still a lot of time to be played here, a lot to be played out. And if they get their act together, like you guys are saying, and you guys have brought up some great stuff, that they can phrase this and handle it, There's still plenty to be turned around on Bush. And the thing that Kerry needs to do is rapidly, like you're saying, is get this off him and get this back on Bush.
Well, yeah.
This is Bush's deal, not ours.
Yeah, that's absolutely, absolutely correct, Steve. It is not Kerry's deal. Kerry was one out of 100 in the United States Senate. This is a Bush game, and his team, Kerry's team, needs to push that point home. Steve, let me move on. Got a lot of people holding on. Thanks for calling in, pal.
Thanks.
All right, sir. I appreciate it. George is calling from Maryland. George, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, I think that you're exactly right what you're saying. I don't really believe that the Kerry campaign really does understand what we're talking about today. The reason why is because I called the Kerry campaign this afternoon, and I got a response that I did not like. They were saying, well, we're waiting for the debates, and we don't really have enough money type of thing. I got an email from them this morning, you know, asked me to give to DNC that they were going to launch one of these groups to a quick response type thing. So I did, but I held back some. I think that what also needs to be done is, besides calling the Kerry campaign, the DNC also needs to be notified of this, because we are kind of the foot soldiers out there. I really believe it. You know, I'm preparing myself. I'm living in Maryland to go down to West Virginia, so I've been studying all summer long to be able to do this, to spend some time down there and go door to door. If it's all right, I'd like to give the phone number of the DNC, and people could also call that.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, it's 202-863-8000.
All right.
Okay.
Done. All right. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
Mike.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you checking in. Eileen is calling from New York City. Hey, Eileen. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Hey, welcome to Air America.
Thank you.
Great addition. I had heard some of your shows archived on the White Roses website and really, really enjoyed it. So I was thrilled when I heard that you were coming.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You about to take a break?
I think I am. Kathy is frantically waving at me. Either that means we have to take a break, or it means the baby needs a diaper change. I think it means time to take a break. I'll come back and pick you up on the other side of the break, Eileen.
Okay, thanks.
All right, folks, stick around. We still have at least 15 minutes. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. And take away your freedom, lock and load, and search. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride a cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being fast crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, because it's major. What could you do if
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s, and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell, because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
The folks from ARC zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of ARC Deep Woods. ARC Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in ARC Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely.
Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Tune in tonight to Hangouts, where you'll meet a pop star with a pool for a living room.
Sorry to interrupt, but why check out other people's dream homes when you can use a home equity loan to create your own? Now at LendingTree.com, you can find home equity rates as low as 3.75% APR. But they won't stay that way forever. Call LendingTree now at 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. Or visit LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply. See website for details and licensing.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Right back to Eileen in just a second, but I got to get this program engineered tonight in New York by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Thanks, guys. Tim Einenkal answered your calls. Thank you. Catherine Bay, our producer here in Atlanta. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. And thanks to Mark Marshall at Maximum Interactive and Ben Birch at White Rose Society. Okay, back to Eileen, New York City. Eileen, go ahead. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Okay. I'll make it short and sweet. I agree with what everybody's been saying, most of the people have been saying so far. I think the key is a rapid response. It has to be done as quickly as possible. Also, never, ever go on the defense. Always play offense.
Yes.
That's something that we learned from the Clinton campaign. You don't ever, ever, like you said, come back. If he asks a question, you come back at him with a question.
That's right.
Keep him off his balance. Very, very important. He's not that smart, but he seems to have good political instincts. Not for anything that's complex, but when it comes to simple things and catchphrases, he's very good, and he's a frat boy. He's got that frat boy, smirky, towel-snapping sense of humor that people seem to like because
well,
they don't want to
think. He's also got the evil Karl Rove. The evil Dick Cheney, especially Karl Rove, who engineers this stuff. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Nobody should ever sell Karl Rove short. This guy is an absolute evil genius.
Yes, he is. He's Machiavellian.
It's beyond belief, and the Kerry people need to know that. Eileen, I'm glad you called in. Thanks. I hope you call again.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, you have a nice evening. Juan is calling from California. Juan, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I enjoy your program, but to tell you the truth, I am so disgusted. I mean, why don't they seem to understand that they have to, like everyone said, you know, you have to have fast response. I've always thought that's the reason why the right hated Clinton, because he fought back. And, you know, he beat them at their own game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Kerry has to do. He has to take a page from Clinton's book, from Carvalho's book. And, you know, you gotta fight them to the death. I mean, this is, you know, the fate of our country is, is contingent upon this, and also he needs to speak in a way that leaves really no room for, you know, like an adverse spin.
Right.
And he's not doing that, and that's what he has to do. I mean, it's terrible that people have to use 30-second sound bites, but there's this expression. It is what it is.
That's very true. That's very true. Juan, thanks. I appreciate you checking in, pal. I can't not believe that the Kerry campaign has learned something from what has happened over the past 48 hours. I they have people on the campaign who do nothing but clip articles and editorials and you know, how are newspapers reporting this stuff? People who videotape news programs, people who listen to talk radio. So they understand that they were dipped in hot boiling oil by these monsters in the Republican Party and this corrupt American media. So I honestly believe, as we wind up this program tonight, after we have vented, you know, the frustration about how this was mishandled, I will guarantee you that people in the Kerry campaign, if they didn't have their eyes open before, they do now. I mean, everybody seems to agree this is like a 48% race, and you know there's going to be 4 or 5% of the electorate is going to make this decision. When you factor in Ralph, who's going to get 2%, that means 2 or 3% of people who vote are going to make the difference. It's going to be razor thin, just like it was last time. Well, it wasn't so razor thin last time. It's just that around the country they threw away tens of thousands of votes. But you understand what I'm saying here. And I think the Kerry camp also understands, after what happened in the past 48 hours, that they better sharpen up, they better toughen up, they better have responses that just hammer these people. Because I'll tell you, you know this, I know this, and maybe the Kerry campaign knows it. They are going to be shown no mercy, none. The Bush crime family desperately needs 4 more years to complete their theft of billions upon billions of dollars, power, everything they can get their filthy hands on. I think they learned a lesson. I do. Larry is calling from Portland, Oregon. Larry, we just have a minute or so. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It's first-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome aboard.
I'm an independent.
Yeah.
I did vote for Bush. I did tell him I'd come right to the first point as far as Kerry and... Granted, he has been misquoted on what he said as far as he would vote for the resolution again.
Right.
But he can't back down from the fact of saying he voted for war, because you have to go back to the speech he gave in front of the Senate on the Afghan, when he said, you vote for this and you're voting to go to war.
Right.
So he knew when he voted for it, he was voting to go to war.
Well, I understand, and I don't want to parse his words or anybody's. I think Kerry, though, made it clear. And thanks, Larry. I appreciate you checking in. I think Kerry made it clear, and if he didn't make it clear, somebody in his campaign at this point should make it clear that he was voting for the right to go to war given the right circumstances. And if that's parsing his words, I'm sorry. CW is calling from Mississippi. CW, welcome to the program. Hey, CW.
Oh man, it's been a while. I'm glad to see you back. I know you've got a couple of minutes. I echo everybody's sentiments. The minute I heard the stuff Bush was saying today, it sounded like O'Reilly. It sounded like Hannity. I mean, it was just nothing but pure spin. And
right.
I think that Kerry should just come straight out and call him the liar that he is. Don't. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. CW, I agree, man. I totally agree. I understand that in politics you might not be able to do that, but there's ways to do it. And like we've been talking about tonight, you don't answer a question with an answer from these thugs. You answer a question with a question.
Right. Yeah, he's playing right into this guy, and it's just so blatant. I just think that I don't know exactly how to say it, but I'm to the point, man. I think that I know you're saying the politics. You know, you don't come out and say it directly. I think we're at the point, the people right now are going to vote, okay? The people that are voting for Kerry right now, I think they see the light. And I think that the people that are sitting on the fence right now are looking for somebody strong. And I think that the people that are undecided, I might be wrong, I might be hedging or throwing my money away, I don't know. But I think the people if he'd get out and call him a liar, if he'd get out and just take him toe-to-toe, just bare knuckles, gloves off, I think that the people that are sitting on the fence will go with him.
Good
they
point.
Want somebody strong.
Good point. Good point. CW, we're flat out of time. Thank you, sir.
Take care, Mike.
All right. Appreciate you checking in. Man. Another trip around the track tonight, right? Good Lord have mercy. Thanks, everybody, for calling, for listening, for tuning in. I appreciate it very much. I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Florida Governor Jeb Bush has declared a state of emergency for the state's panhandle area. The declaration was made as Tropical Storm Bonnie turns toward the area, threatening to become a hurricane. Bonnie is packing 65-mile-an-hour winds and could become a hurricane before it makes landfall. Meanwhile, the Florida Keys are under a hurricane watch as Hurricane Charley swings around Jamaica. Orlando, Florida is considered a host community for people across the state who may be evacuating in advance of a landfalling hurricane. Local hotel operator Harris Rosen says he's established a special room rate of $42.95 a night for any of his rooms in the area.
That's for all of our hotels, all 5,000 of our rooms. When we run out of inventory, we will guarantee that rate and find rooms in the area at that rate.
Rosen says they've already received calls from tour operators hoping to move people into Orlando rather than send them to locations in Sarasota, Key West, or Panama City that could be hit by either Hurricane Charley or Tropical Storm Bonnie. U.S. and Iraqi forces are preparing for a final assault they say will put an end to fierce fighting in the Shiite holy city of Najaf once and for all. Militiamen loyal to rebel cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have been put on notice. The troops are getting ready to move in. In the past week alone, close to 400 militants have been killed in clashes with U.S.-led forces. Colonel Anthony Haslam, commanding officer.